There was this king sitting in his garden all alone, when his brother and his heir poured a wee tate of henbane. Then he stole his brother's crown and his money and his widow. But the deed king walked and got his son and says, "Hey, listen, kiddo, I've been killed and it's your duty to take revenge and Claudius. Kill him quick and clean and tell the nation what a fraud he is. The boy says, right, I'll do it, but I'll need to play it crafty, so that nobody will suspect me, I'll kid on that I'm a dafty. Then we all accept Horatio and he trusts him as a friend. Hamlet, that's the boy, kid's own, he's round the bend. And because he was near ready for obligatory killing, he tried to make the king think he was toppings off a shilling. Took the mickey out, Polonius treated poor Ophelia vile. Tell Rosencrantz and Guildenstern that Denmark was a jail. Then a troop of travelling actors like 784 arrived today, a special one-night gig in Elsinore. Hamlet, Hamlet, loved his mammy. Hamlet, Hamlet, acting balmy. Hamlet, Hamlet, hesitating. Wonders if a ghost of cheating, that is how he's waiting. Then Hamlet wrote a scene for the players to enact, while Horatio and him would watch to see if Claudius cracked. The play was called The Moosetrap, no, the one that's running new. Sure enough, the king walked out before the scene was through. So Hamlet's got the proof that Claudius gied his dad a dose. The only problem being knew that Claudius knows he knows. So while Hamlet tells his ma that her new husband's low a fit one, Uncle Claude puts out a contract with the English king as hitman. And when Hamlet killed Polonius, the concealed corpus delicti was the king's excuse to send him for an English hempen necktie with Rosencrantz and Guildenstern to make sure he get there. Hamlet jumped the boat and put the finger on that pair. Meanwhile, Laertes heard his dad had been stabbed through the arse. He come racing back to Elsinore to sweet Hotfoot for Paris. Ophelia were dackled by the man she wished to marry. After saying it with flour, she committed hari-kari. Hamlet, Hamlet, nay messing. Hamlet, Hamlet, learn his lesson. Hamlet, Hamlet, Yorick's crust. Convince them that men good or bad at last must come to dust. Then Laertes lost the place and was demanding retribution. And the king says, keep the heed and I'll provide you a solution. He arranged a sword fight for the interested parties, with a blunted sword for Hamlet and a sharp sword for Laertes. To make things double sure, the old belt and braces line. He fixed a poison sword tip and a poison cup of wine. The poison sword got Hamlet, but Laertes went and muffed it, cause he got stabbed his cell and he confessed afore he snuffed it. Hamlet's mammy drank the wine and as her face turned blue, Hamlet says, I quite believe the king's a baddie new. Incestuous, murderous, damned Dane, he said to be precise, and made up for hesitating by killing Claudius twice, cause he stabbed him with a sword and forced the wine atween his lips. He cried the rest is silence, that was Hamlet had his chips. They fired a volley o'er him that shook the topmost rafter, and fought in brass knee deep and Danes lived happy ever after. Hamlet, Hamlet, oh the gory. Hamlet, Hamlet, end of story. Hamlet, Hamlet, I'm away. If you think this is boring, you should read the bloody play.